This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. Monday morning, another week begins, and this is Tune In with Erica. I'm Erica, and it's good to get together with you. Good morning, good morning. I'm looking at all the technology. It says I'm on air, so I'm living in hope. I think I'm getting the hang of this. How lovely to get together with you today as June progresses. And here we are on 1-2 Radio. I have the chat room running in Facebook. If you're in there, it seems to be buzzing this morning. There are people in there already, so I will go in there and say hello in a moment. If you want to be one of them, very simple. If you're a Facebook person, just put in 1-2 Radio. It's going to take you to the group. And if you are not, you can go to the website 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com. Look at the menu on the left hand side. You will see there's an option to chat. It will take you in there. And they are such a delightful group of people. And I have to say, if you are in there already, or if you do join me from time to time, how much I appreciate the effort you make to go in there. Not that I don't appreciate you because you're listening to me as well. I know that not everybody is a Facebook person and not everybody can get in there. But anyway, I will go in there and say good morning and pull some cards for you as we go along. The other thing I have not got round to doing yet, but I will, it's one of those days, bear with me, is I'm learning to work YouTube and put up YouTube shorts in preparation for getting this show over on YouTube, where you will find Mark Husson, of course, in half an hour's time with his astrology hour. And I'm trying to put up YouTube shorts, and because I appreciate that not everybody can get into the Facebook chat room, or maybe you're listening to the show on demand and you would like a card. So I'm going to do the card for the day and put it up as a YouTube short. So it's not there yet, but I will do it after this show. My YouTube channel is Erica Longdon 444. Of course it is. All the fours, good angelic number. And I will try and put a card up for you today. So here we go. Another week. The energies are astronomical and astrological. They really are this week. There's stuff going on with Mercury and Jupiter that is so powerful. I am not going to talk about it because I know that Mark Husson will do that in full with such wisdom when he comes on air after this show. But just trust me, the energies are phenomenal. And also, what a week. It's the full moon, a full Sag moon on Wednesday for me here in the UK. I'm not sure whether you've just tippy-toed over into Thursday in the States. I'd have to look that one up. I'm running a gong bath and I'm running full. I've just sold out. It's crazy, crazy energies. Thursday is 1-2 day. And then, of course, it's TGI Friday on 1-2 Listen. So 3 days of phenomenal energy and 3 days of reduced rates over on 1-2 Listen. So if you'd like a reading or a get together, or you'd like some support with whatever's going on in your life, I will be over there, plus all the other amazing advisors that you can find on 1-2 Listen. So that's the heads up. Enough said. What have I been given to talk about today? Well, the thing that has been given to me over the last few days is the power that we currently have to manifest very quickly. Have you been seeing that? Because I certainly have. I used to try and manifest stuff and it would take, you know, I'd be sitting there going, hello, has anybody heard me up there anywhere? And it would take months. And suddenly I'm finding stuff is coming in very, very quickly. And I noticed a friend of mine posted up something on a social media group saying, hey, the astrologers and Dr. Joe Dispenza are talking about, you know, this Mercury and this Jupiter and, you know, putting your intentions out there. Another friend of mine who's an astrologer did say, yes, but in order for your intention to have impact, you've also got to put an action behind it, which I would totally agree with. Intentions and manifesting are great mentally and emotionally, but then you've got to take an action, even a small one, towards it, to give it, really give it a push. But do be careful how you word it. I have had an object lesson in this weekend. I will share the story with you. Be careful, not be careful what you wish for, because it's fine to wish for. Be careful how you phrase it. Because I was doing a gong bath on Saturday and I have had heart chakra, an F heart chakra, green crystal singing bowl with me for, must be 15 years. I've had it, bought it in Glastonbury, absolutely love it. It's been my friend long before I had gongs and everything else that I use in my sound baths. And I just got a little bit careless on Saturday. I picked up a cloth that had a very small little tongue drum in it, a metal one. I'm talking about the size of the palm of your hand. It was tiny. But the cloth slipped and it fell out. It fell into the singing bowl. And you know, you're there already. You're ahead of me. Yep, it broke the singing bowl. I stood there and thought, I do not believe I have done that. And there's a whole gathering of people waiting for me to give a sound healing. So I couldn't actually say anything very much, not what I would like to have said, none of which is repeatable. And I just had to carry on and get over the heartache and the sorrow and the absolute anger with myself that came to me afterwards for having been so careless. But then I remembered that all the previous week, I have been saying, I would really, really like another singing bowl. I'd love another singing bowl. What I should have said is I would like an additional singing bowl, because what I got is another singing bowl. There's another dear friend down here in Cornwall who runs a metaphysical store. It's the only place in Cornwall you can get singing bowls. So I phoned her up immediately after this sound bath, and I'd broken mine because I have another full moon sound bath on Wednesday, and I really missed that F heart chakra note playing. And fortunately, she'd got another bowl, just one, and she kept the shop open specially for in the evening. Shout out to Joy Vernon, thank you. And I drove over and picked up another singing bowl. So please be mindful how you phrase your wishes, that it's what you really want, is my cautionary note from today. I can see if you're hearing the pinging noises, that's because people are coming into the Facebook chat room. I promise I will certainly get in there and take a look. So there's that I wanted to be shared, because I just think manifestation is coming in so fast at the moment. Be careful, it is what you want. And again, we tend to ask for money. Actually, yes, we want money, but what we want is what the money will do. So go to the end result, because you can't eat money. And if I'd ask for money for another singing bowl, it's actually not the money I want, it's the means to get it. So I'm sure you get what I'm on about. And also the message I got loud and clear all this week, and I have seen it all over the place, is spiritual bypassing. And I'm hands up, I have done it. Who hasn't? Especially when I was very new to all this and New Age and angels and things, I would hear the words, keep the positive, keep in the light. And of course we should. I am not saying you shouldn't. But also you have to be aware that we have chosen to live in a human body. And we are an awesome power. You're an awesome soul. We all are in a human body. But the whole point of an earth life is to fully experience the duality. And we have so many interdimensional helpers. You know, we've got deities, angels, unicorns, dragons, spirit guides, power animals, whatever you would like. And they're here to help us see clearly, so that when we are being positive, it's because we've fully acknowledged the challenges. I'm not going to say negative, but the challenges, they are lessons. Everything's a lesson. Me breaking my singing bowl is a lesson. Goodness me, am I going to be more mindful from now on? I did it because I was careless. My mind wasn't on what I was doing. So, you know, it's like the lotus. You don't get a lotus flower without the mud. The mud has a purpose. So we don't want to spiritual bypass. We want to see the mud and its purpose and then be the lotus flower. I'll leave you with that thought. So there we go. I am going to go now into this Facebook chat room. I have my tarot cards with me. I have both decks, and just see who's in there. Bear with me while my computer gets to grips with this. That's very interesting. I thought it was going to crash then. Please don't do that on me. Okay, let's have a look and see who I've got in here this morning. So I can say good morning to Laura Kasdan-Fulton, to Shirin Just Shirin. Peggy Reeser, my colleague from 1-2 Listen and 1-2 Radio, is here as well. Good morning, Peggy. To Renee Andrews, to Maureen White-Barner, and Dee Dee LaFave. Okay, let me turn this the right way up. The usual thing that I say to Facebook when I'm on air and when I'm not on air, I do not care what Facebook thinks is relevant. I will choose what's relevant. Give it to me in the right order. So here we go. Good morning to my Libra sister, Maureen White-Varner, who would love a message for June. Finally getting over your autoimmune flare-up. I'm very glad to hear it. You need some good juju. Jupiter is in your 10th house and retirement is going well. Well, I know, as I said, Mark is going to be talking about Jupiter and the power of it. Of course, Jupiter rules Sagittarius and we have a Sagittarian full moon on Wednesday. So that's going to be a powerful day for you, Maureen. So let's just take a look with the cards. This is my angel tarot deck. A message for Maureen, please. I have cleared the deck before I came on air, so it should run quite well. Very positive, actually. I've got an ace of fire, Maureen. So a starter dragon. This is about exciting opportunities. And because it's fire, it's going to come in very fast. So again, this goes with my idea, what I was saying. I think they've been listening to me talking about manifestation. So what would you like to manifest with this full moon, Maureen? Be very mindful of the feeling of what it is and how you word it, would be my words of caution, but it might come in very quickly. And just imagine that you have this beauty. I've got this lovely dragon. You know how I love my dragons. So use some dragon power and manifest with, because Jupiter is a fire, Sagittarius is a fire sign. It's powered by Jupiter. We've got everything. It's all going on this week. So enjoy manifesting, Maureen. Good morning to Renee. Hi to you too. Oh, good morning to Jennifer Hart, who's here in Cornwall. Lovely to see you here, Jennifer. Always a pleasure to have you in the room. Glad you could join me. Good morning to Dee Dee LaFave. I finally have a chance to listen today. I finally have a chance to have you here with me. It's a pleasure. You would like to know if the feelings you're having with husband are valid or in my head. Gosh, that's a big question. And also, very heightened emotions to everything at the moment. Have you noticed that? Everybody's having very heightened emotions. It has to do with this clarity. I had such a message about clarity this morning in my meditations. So I would say that what you're getting is clarity. But let me just ask for a card. I've cleared the deck that might give us some insight, Dee Dee. Let's have a look. Let's have a look, Dee Dee. What can I tell Dee Dee that would be helpful in this situation, angels? There we go, tuning into the deck. So what I've got here is that what's going on very much, the thoughts are spinning in your head, but which is the, I've got a 10 of air, which tells me that it's the end of a difficult situation. And I have it with the page of water, which also shows a page of water is one of the most sensitive, vulnerable cards in the deck. So I think that you're feeling very, very sensitive at the moment, obviously picking things up. I have a much more grounded card. They've given me three cards for you, which is always a good thing when you've got this, because it's more information. And I've got the Three of Earth, which is about being a team player. So I would say you've got three things going on here, Dee Dee. You've got the spin that's going on in your head that's obviously causing you worry. You're feeling very, very vulnerable. But then I've got this message about grounding this, about being a team player, about either talking things out or writing things down, journal, so that you're getting clarity about why you're feeling so sensitive. I hope that will help you out, Dee Dee. Good morning to Nadine. I'm very happy to hear you this morning, she says. I'm very happy to have you with me. Jennifer Hart would like a card, of course. So let me just clear the deck and see what I can do for Jennifer. So what does Jennifer need to know for her highest good? Because I know she's been walking a path of dualities and the purposeful mud that helps us to be a lotus. So actually, you are in such a manifesting state, Jennifer. I know you recently manifested something. You've got the Magician here, the major arcana card, the Magician, with Archangel Raziel. As above, so below, as within, so without. When we are in alignment, we are so powerful. We can really manifest. So, and it's almost like giving you a lucky magic wand. So that is a great card for you to have, Jennifer. I hope it works for you. Laura Kasdan Fulton, you would love a message as well. So let me just clear the deck and say, Laura, what would you like to tell Laura, angels, guides, whomever I have with me? Whoa, there we go. That's half the deck, but actually on the top I have a lovely card, so I'm going to take this as yours, Laura. Again, Major Arcana card, number 3, comes with Archangel Gabriel, the messenger. And of course, we've got Mercury doing all sorts of things this week. Mark Husson will tell you all about it. This is the Empress. She is giving birth. She's making practical that which she feels inside. On this card, there is a waterfall, the waters flowing behind her, which actually comes from the previous card, the number 2 card. And this is about those waters are running, and she's holding a baby because she's actually giving birth. She's making practical that's what she's feeling inside. So again, it's a card about nurturing yourself as well. That's the message of the water. It's our inner intuition. But just be aware, again, I think this message that we are going to manifest so fast at the moment. So have fun with that. Looking down the line, oh, good morning. The main man is in the house. Good morning to Mark Husson. Lovely to have you here in the room as well. I am so looking forward to what you're going to tell me about Jupiter and everything that's going on. I'm looking forward to doing this full moon gong bath as well. Good morning to Charlene, who likes authentic words, sets the tone for the week. Well, that's what they have given me this week. I usually get given messages, so I'm glad that works for you, Charlene. Jean McIntosh is in the house. Scorpio here, any messages for me? So let's have a look. Clear the deck. Jean McIntosh, what do we need to know? There we go. Interesting, I've got very similar cards to what I had earlier. I've got an Ace of Fire, but I've got it with a Queen of Earth. So I've got this very, very fast energy, Jean, but with a Queen of Earth, which is much more grounded. She's very practical. So I would say that the Ace of Fire is almost like a flash of lightning, a flash of inspiration. But then I've got this Queen of Earth who's very thoughtful. She's very creative, but she's very warm and very sensible. So I have a feeling that you're going to get inspired by something. And then you've got to think your way through, okay, I want to create this. I want to make this. I'm hearing the word knitting, but it's making something creative, an artwork, or creating a garment, or maybe a meal, or you're going to be inspired to either create something completely new, or they tell me, or to tweak something you already do. So maybe take a recipe, but do it a whole different way. So that's what I get. I'm kind of feeling, I'm looking down this list, everybody has asked for a card this morning, except Mark. And I know he hasn't asked, but I'm going to give Mark Husson a card anyway for today. So my dearest angels and guides, what should I give a card? My goodness, Mark, that flew out of the deck. Interestingly, I have the Empress for you as well, Mark. I have this deep inner knowing, and you are such a water sign, and being made manifest, giving birth to new ideas. And I know you are, because you're really pushing the envelope with what you're doing with 1-2 Listen and with YouTube, and taking us to another level. So I just think that is the most perfect card for you, Mark. Looking forward to the show. So I'm now going to take a look and refresh this page, because I can see so many more comments coming in, and I want to make sure that I have spoken to everybody this morning. So let me just sort this out and turn it the right way up. And Don't forget, I will do, if you can't get in the Facebook chat room, I'm going to do you that YouTube reading later as soon as I get off air. So let's have a look and see where we are. Jennifer Hart says she liked her card. She loved having the magician Araziel. Gave you goosebumps. Good. I call them angel bumps. Laura says thank you. Dee Dee, you're very welcome. Nadine would like a card. Okay. So a card for Nadine. What can I tell Nadine for her highest good? Where am I connecting? There we go. That card came out. All major arcana cards this morning. It's because the energy is so high. Major arcana cards, if you're not familiar with tarot, is our journey through life. And it can be our whole life, or it can be cycles of life. And what I get for you at the moment is the card number 9, the Hermit. Now, I love this card. Again, it comes with Raziel. It's Raziel's second appearance in the Major Arcana. He comes with the Magician and then he turns up again with the Hermit. And everybody thinks that the Hermit is about hiding away or going inside, but it's not. It's about bringing out your inner wisdom, and we all have it in different ways. We're all incredible, awesome souls living in human bodies. It's about bringing in your own innate wisdom that is unique to you and shining your light. It may be that in these heightened energies as well, this is a card about discovery, self-discovery. So you may find that when you're meditating, you have incredible insights that come to you about clarity. Again, about clarity, about how you want to be. So I would say that is how your week is going to pan out, Nadine. Be open to insights, and then don't keep them to yourself. If they're really good ones, the Hermit is shining his light for other people who are going through the same issues or perhaps would just benefit from hearing your take on things. I can see from Mark's enjoying his card. Love that comment, Mark. Jean McIntosh says she's making chicken saddles, a quilt and Christmas presents for your bestie. Who knits? Wow. Are you busy or what? So that makes sense. And Maureen Whitevana, you are very welcome. Let me see where I am. I have only got about 3 minutes left. I'm just going to refresh this page to make sure that I haven't missed anybody out. And if I have missed you out, or if you can't get here into the Facebook chat room, I will be putting this to on demand. Last week, I didn't manage to get it recorded. This week, I'm living in hope. I'm getting a grip on technology. Truly, I am. And the recording will be up as soon as I can do it. Let's have a look. Have I got everybody? Aha! I have got Quelly in the room. She has just arrived. And I know Quelly likes a reading, and I'm almost out of time, Quelly. So in case you haven't got time to refresh the page, I'm going to do you a card. So there we go. A card for Quelly, please. What does Quelly need to go? There we go. Again, I have got a major arcana card. I cannot tell you how powerful the times are we're living in. This one is unity. This comes with Archangel Sandalphon. The Sandalphon works with our Earth Star Chakra, the one that's about 6 inches below your feet, a really grounding chakra. Sandalphon works with writers and musicians and is incredibly wise and grounded. Again, this message about grounding, about being real, about being present in life. And in this card, Sandalphon is surrounded by all the wisdom traditions of the world in the form of globes, so that he can draw on this, but also then take that knowledge forward into the future. It's drawing on all the wisdom that you can and remaining very grounded and present and kind in the world. So that's about it. I'm looking and I can see that I am running out of time. Where did the time go today? So don't forget that 1-2 Listen has a 3-day reduced rates session coming up because it's the full moon on Wednesday. It's 1-2 day on Thursday and TGI Friday. What's not to like? And also I will do you that reading on my YouTube channel, which is Erica Longdon 444. And you'll find most of the advisors now have YouTube channels. So heads up, go take a look. So there we go. I am pretty much out of time. Thank you so much for joining me. I feel like I'm almost out of breath. This show has gone so fast. Stay with 1-2 Radio. Mark Horson is on the way. I want to know the astrological lowdown, and I will be here at the same time next week. Until we meet again, lots of love. Take care.